Usually I don't use the term restoration architect. I think taking care of old buildings is something that all architects should do. But lately we've been kind of pigeonholed as a specialty, so that's why I use the term. Restoration is very difficult because you have a building that was built at a certain time with certain materials, and in restoring that building, you of course want it to appear as it did back when. But along with that comes a whole host of very contemporary requirements, electrical, mechanical, insulation, things like that. So it's a very tricky process to bring the two together, I guess is the way to put it.
One thing that maybe you didn't have to deal with that you might have in other projects is making it accessible.
Yeah, that I have to admit, I've talked to other people about the project, and I said, this is the first time I'd have to worry about the ADA. It's all there already, so it's kind of fun.
It's a little tough for tall people, though, too, if you want to use the furniture.
That's the one thing that's kind of troubling about the house, is that most visitors will never really experience it the way that Ken was meant to. You know, he was in a wheelchair, and I have a feeling that the house is much different if you're standing up, walking around all the time, than it would appear to Ken. There was one of Wright's most trusted apprentices was William West Peters. I think he was 6'4", 6 feet, 5 high, and Wright used to always tell him, sit down, Wes, you're ruining the scale, because he was too tall for Wright's buildings. And I think it's similar in this house. I hope that when tours are given, that everyone would be given a chance to sit down and really experience the house as it was meant to be.
What did you find most challenging about this one?
You know, these houses are built like cabinetry. Everything fits together just so. And there's very little, I guess we could say, wiggle room for to hide things like mechanical ductwork and new electrical components. And the roof is made of 2x8s, so it's 7.5 inches thick. And we have to, part of the program was to put in all new ductwork and humidity control. So it was a very complex thing to introduce ductwork, electrical, and all these other mechanical components that take up space in this tiny little sandwich we had for a roof. But I have to say the contractor did a great job, and everything fit together the way it should, so it really came out well.
I was lucky enough to get to be in that house with the Lorentz, and what a lovely couple. And the house was just so much a part of them, and vice versa, and the way that they lived in it. The fact that this was owned by one family is that how rare is that, and what sort of what was kind of cool about that, I guess.
Right. Well, it's happened before. The Krauss house in St. Louis was sold from Russell Krauss to their foundation. But the trouble with the Krauss house is that when he moved out, he took most of the things with him, except for the furniture. So the Lorentz house is very special in that, when I first walked through there with Jerry, everything looked as if he had just gone out for a cup of coffee. I mean, it was all still there. And to have that kind of richness, you know, not only the architecture and the furniture, but all of his personal belongings kind of scattered about, it rarely happens. It was quite a treat to see all that. Because, you know, that there's this kind of strange relationship that happens after a while between someone like the Lorentz and their house. Their life, their the things they keep, the things they display, and the architecture of the building all become one thing. So it was fascinating to see.
I really wish I could have seen pictures or something of what it was like when they actually had two kids in there too.
Yeah, I don't quite know how that would have worked. But.
Yeah, for people who know their Wright houses, what is special about this one that they're going to want to come and see?
It is right at his kind of most subtle, soft-spoken design sense. He's so many of his designs are so striking with these, big cantilevered bedrooms and porches and they're very heroic and very photogenic. Not that the Laurent house is not photogenic, but it's just very subtle and very livable. And it's, I think, unusual to see an architect like Wright working in this kind of setting. He kind of liked to be the hero, and his buildings were always so striking. And in this case, he doesn't seem to be trying to impress anyone. Other than Ken and his wife. And it's there's such a kind of feeling of tranquility, through the house that it creates another, or one can see another side of Wright that you normally don't see in his designs.
And then was there something in the house, a favorite part of to you, maybe be it an object or room or something?
Well, I think everyone will be impressed by the when you first walk in the door and take a right, and you see that vista down that curved wall. It's very impressive, and it's so misleading at the same time. You have no idea as to how small the house really is, comparing to other houses, because of the views and vistas and openness of the plan that Wright designed. So I would say that view, down the glass wall with the terrace on one side and the bench seating on the other, that's kind of my favorite spot.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Other than working with the board was a real pleasure. They got it from the beginning, and they made sure it was done right. So it's always a joy to work with clients like that.